Thank you for the beautiful songs, Michelle and Jody and Irene. Good evening, and welcome to our Christmas Eve service. It's really great that we get to spend this next hour together. Tonight we are celebrating a birth that took place over 2,000 years ago, the birth of Jesus. And Jesus brought gifts with him. And some of them, we remind ourselves of some of them. By putting them on the walls, you'll see hope up here, and joy, and peace, and on the far wall, love. Somebody asked me if our church, or the churches in general, ignore the bad stuff that is happening in the world. And I say, we sure don't. In fact, it's the gifts that Jesus brought with him, some of which are on these walls, that remind us of how to deal with the bad stuff and what we can do. Tonight we want to share some other gifts with you. And they come in the way of music and drama and singing together. And we're going to continue by hearing, is it three songs, Jim? Two songs by the Shemka Trio.
Thank you.
evening was written by the Earl Penner. It's called An Order of Good News. And in it, there is a teacher who keeps trying to tell the Christmas story to three children who are always interrupting her, but with really good questions. So, ready or not, here they come.
And it came to pass in those days.
What do you mean it came to pass in those days? Do you mean once upon a time?
No, fairy. Not a fairy tale. Not a make-believe story. It came to pass. It happened. It came to happen in those days.
When were those days?
I'm getting to that part.
Be patient.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out.
What's a decree?
No. A decree.
Isn't it like the third decree? Like you were giving me a third decree?
No. A decree. It's like a proclamation. Something you have to do. An order.
Oh, an order. Why did you say so?
Okay. An order. And it came to pass in those days that an order went out.
You mean a decree went out?
Yes. It came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar.
What's that?
What's Caesar? A Caesar salad? Like a crouton in order for a Caesar salad?
Or are you talking about Caesar haircuts? Is that in order for us to all get haircuts?
No, not that at all. A Caesar is like an emperor, like a leader, the head leader.
Like the mayor, or the prime minister. The Caesar of Canada?
Well, not quite. We elect a prime minister. We don't elect a Caesar. A Caesar is more like a king.
So you're saying a Caesar is a king or an emperor?
You got it. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus.
Caesar Augustus?
Yeah. Augustus was what they called him.
Augustus? It sounds sort of like August. Was he named after the month of August?
Well, not quite. Actually, the month of August was named after Caesar Augustus.
He must have been pretty powerful to have a month named after him.
That's right. He was Caesar Augustus, and he made a decree.
In order.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree or an order went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. It means to have their names written down in a book, like a census, like a class list, so you know who's there.
Why would you want to do that?
For taxes. Caesar wanted everyone on the list to pay taxes.
Taxes? Is that like GST?
Sort of. It means giving lots of money to the government.
In this case, it means giving it to Caesar, the head guy.
Right on.
So it's not the GST, it's the CAT, the Caesar Augustus tax.
That's what it was. A decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should have the CAT, and all the world should be registered. This was the first registration, when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to their own towns to be registered.
What do you mean?
right, all went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee.
I know the story, I know the story. Joseph, he had his coat of many colors, and he got thrown in the pit, and then he got sold to Egypt, and he got put in a basket in the river. So...
No, that's not right. He had something to do with pyramids, didn't he?
No, actually, you're all wrong. I'm the Joseph in this story. Yeah. You're thinking of a guy who lived long ago, but had the same name. I was born a long time after the Joseph with the coat of many colors. My dad did probably name me after him. He was a pretty cool guy from out here. I live in Nazareth, a little town in the hill country of Galilee. And after Caesar Augustus made his decree, yes, it is an order. When Caesar Augustus gave the decree, the order, I went from there to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because that's where I was born.
It was your hometown.
Yes, my hometown. Bethlehem, the city of David.
The city of David? Is that the David who killed Goliath, the David who became king?
That's the one. And Bethlehem was his hometown. And that's where my family is from. I'm descended from the house and the family of David. We were going to our hometown, the little town of Bethlehem.
Please join me in singing 191, O Little Town of Bethlehem, Fountain of Wisdom. And we will only sing the first verse. 191.
Basis with an angel.
Well, mostly
I only said a few words.
What did the angel say?
The angel said,
"Hail, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women."
I didn't really feel blessed at the time, mind you. I was feeling mostly scared. Angels are pretty. How can I explain it? They're pretty overwhelming.
What happened next?
Well, I guess the angel saw how I was feeling and said,
"Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give to him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
That's a pretty big speech. I can remember it all.
Well, it was pretty important news. That angel had a lot of promises about a baby not even born yet. I know. So then, I wasn't just overwhelmed by the angel. I was overwhelmed by the words the angel was saying. What happened next? The angel explained to me,
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God."
Then what did you say to all that?
I said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel left me.
We will now sing 180. The angel Gabriel. That's 110.
Surrounded by animals?
Well, it was really just part of the inn. But
wrap a baby in. Maybe you would call it diapers.
The son of the highest was in diapers?
It's not important where it happened or what he was wearing. It's more important that it actually happened. Mary, you have this baby, this special baby. This baby that was going to be great and sit on the throne of David.
And did you call him Jesus, like the angel of the tree? That was more of a thing.
That is exactly what we called him. We called him Jesus.
Please turn to 202, 202, the Virgin Mary County.
Real people, all people, were people, the angels have to know.
us.
Great joy for us.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
A Savior?
That must mean he saves you, he saves. He saves us.
Christ the Lord. What is the Lord? I'm not sure I know what that means.
The Lord is the head, the master.
Like the prime minister? Or like the emperor? Like Caesar Augustus?
Not quite. Lord is what people call God. Christ the Lord. It's saying he's the Son of God.
That's pretty big truth for this baby to step into.
Well, he didn't have to step into them. Because he was the Son of God. He didn't have to try to be that. He just was. All he had to do was grow.
But how did people know he was the Son of God?
How would the shepherds find this baby?
The angel went on to say,
"And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
That means he'll be in diapers, just like all the other babies. But he's lying in a manger. Not all babies did that. At least not all babies did that.
Please turn to 196. We will sing the first verse of "Well, Shepherds Watch." That's 196.
It sounds heavenly. And it's all about
to 201, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and they will sing all three verses. That's number 201.
Yeah.
lighting of the Christ candle. And please come and collect the candle, and we will circle the sanctuary, and we will start by singing Joy to the World as we do this.
Thank you.
challenges us to figure out how to use them and learn